Hundreds of pro-democracy activists have been killed by Libya's government during several days of demonstrations. Yesterday in Temple Terrace, more than 60 people rallied in support of Libya's protesters.
Gaddafi must go! Gaddafi must go!
In a long speech televised today on Libya TV, the country's leader, Muammar Gaddafi, vowed to continue to fight and die as a martyr. He called on supporters to take back the streets from people demanding his ouster. But during rush hour last night, supporters of Libya's street protesters held signs and flags at the corner of Fowler Avenue and 56th Street. Abdul Majid comes from Tripoli, but has lived and worked in Temple Terrace for 30 years.
This is just to show support for the Libyan people and what they're going through right now at this moment. They're going through a genocide, and everybody watched this on Al Jazeera and other channels. And basically, we are trying to tell the people of the world that what's happening in Libya is because of one thing only. It has nothing to do with civil war, it has nothing to do with politics. It's all about this man, this terrorist, international terrorist that everybody knows, and this dictator. He doesn't want to let go. He doesn't want to let anybody speak, let anybody have any kind of human rights or any kind of political rights.
Libya's security forces have cracked down on the street protesters. An opposition activist in Tripoli said the streets of one section of the capital are littered with the bodies of scores of protesters. Today, the White House called the recent violence in Libya appalling. Despite hundreds of casualties, Majid says the anti-government protesters will prevail.
The Libyan people are taking it to him. They are taking the fight. They're taking the casualties. The Libyan people are sacrificing a lot of blood and a lot of young people. These are new generations. They are not afraid of anything. And it's going to be costly, but they will win. They will sort of attain their dreams. There's no question about it. It's a matter of hours or days at the most.
Dr. Awatif Hamoud lives in Tampa, but is from Libya and is worried about her family in Tripoli.
I can't even describe it. That's not that's not what the human being doing to the other human being. That looks like even animal. You can kill animal like that. Looks like even you can kill mosquito like that. If it looks like, wow, I mean, it's something. I can't believe it. I'm been crying all day, all night. I don't sleep for 3 nights now.
7-year-old Seema supports the anti-government protesters in Libya's streets.
They just want Libya to stay. They want freedom. And I'm just wanting freedom too.
16-year-old Taha El-Faituri carried the red, black, and green flag of Libya from before Gaddafi's reign, not the green one instituted by the regime. El-Faituri lives in Tampa Bay but is from Benghazi, Libya's second largest city, and where the most intense anti-Gaddafi protests have occurred.
None of my relatives got killed or anything, but some people we knew. And we just heard that they were getting shot by heavy machinery, and a lot of people died, like over 300 people died in Benghazi only. And we just feel sad for them.
What do you hope happens now?
That he leaves and a democracy comes, I guess. A better democracy.
The UN Security Council scheduled a closed meeting on Libya this afternoon.